You will never run out of things to talk about if you use your clients as inspiration, if you use your own journey as inspiration, but you're dialed in on that messaging. Welcome to Let's Get Visible, Entrepreneurs. This is the podcast where we bring you the secrets behind what it actually takes to get seen, get known, and get more clients. I'm your host, Christine Ammerman, and I'm sharing my best strategies from over two decades of experience as a media, marketing, and messaging expert to help you expand your exposure, grow your personal brand, attract dream clients, and more, all while staying true to your authentic self and unique vision. If you're a passionate, heart-centered entrepreneur, thought leader, or expert looking to stand out from the crowd with confidence, you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's get visible. I'm excited to be diving into how to maximize your messaging so that every piece of content you put out makes a massive impact. You are working to create content. I see you. I see you still on that content creation hamster wheel. And maybe you got off of it for a time and maybe you're back on it. But I want to help you to make the most of every piece of content that you put out because you are putting in the work to make it. So how do you make it make a massive impact, right? Let's talk about the ways to do that. Number one is to know how to honor your authentic energy. Where does your best content come out? Are you one of those people who says something and then when you are asked to repeat it back, you say, I have no idea what I just said, because you were in flow, because you are sharing your best work. If that's the case, your coaching calls, your conversations, all of this becomes content. Your coaching, your conversations, they become content because this is where your best stuff comes out. On the other hand, maybe you're more of a writer. Maybe you really like to sit down and craft a post with your words that on paper or on the screen. Cool. One of those two, you probably tend more toward. I definitely tend more toward the verbal, toward the talking, which is why podcast guesting has been a great strategy for me, which is why podcasting is one of my favorite strategies. And then everything gets repurposed from those places. Any content that you see is repurposed from a voice note that I've recorded, from a podcast episode that I have sent, that I have created, or from a podcast guesting episode that I've been on. So know which one you are. Are you a writer? Or are you a talker? Which one best captures your unique essence, your energy, right? Because you're one of those people who it's really important to be authentic and also for whom people probably work with you because they say that they love your energy. So the goal is that when people are reading it, if they're reading a post, for example, that it sounds like you. This is one of the highest compliments that I got in the written form of my book, is that people read it and they said, it sounds like you. I can hear your voice in my head. Great. We captured the essence and the energy of me in written form. If they're listening, we want you to be in a flow state so that when they're hearing your actual voice, they hear your best stuff come through. And then, of course, it can be repurposed later into written content if you have the ability and the desire to do that. Next, are you using clonable client language? Are you speaking in the way that they identify, that they understand? This comes from listening to them, recording them, practicing. Okay. But first, you have to identify and understand how they speak. Go back to their struggles, their challenges, their goals, their pain points, their aspirations. Do you have examples that are in their language? If you don't, go back to that. You really want to capture their own experience and connect it to your unique solution. You've heard me talk about this before. If you've been listening to the podcast, there is a reason for that. It is so, so key, and so many people miss it. one tangible way that you can make your messaging more clear is to add so that. I think the first person that I learned this from was Lacey Seitz several years ago. So that shows the benefit of the benefit, because often we stop at the benefit or the goal that the client has, and we miss out on the second layer, which is what really connects them to their dream, what really connects them to what that goal is going to do for them. So for example, maybe you want a six-figure coaching business so that you can pay yourself enough to replace your income in your day job. That's the real goal. That's the benefit of the benefit. And your client might be sitting there connected to that, but you don't want to take the risk, your ideal client. Instead, you want to make sure that you're connecting to what that goal is going to do for them. Okay. What that goal is going to do for them. You can also show the opposite of that, what you're going to avoid. What is the reason that they have the challenge that they have, or that they have the pain that they have? What are they afraid is going to happen? What are they concerned is going to happen if they don't solve for that? What is the why that they want to avoid that? If you are speaking authentically and you know that you can help them, then I believe that's not manipulative. I believe that's communicating clearly the value of what you have to offer, just in case anyone out there is like, not sure. Communicate the value of what you have to offer if you want to be able to help more people, and do that in a way that is directly related to how they think and talk about it. Not the airy-fairy, aspirational only language that only you understand. It's like speaking a different language, and you aren't giving them the translation that makes it real for them. Now, stories that silently sell. Storytelling is what makes your stuff memorable. Giving examples is what makes your stuff memorable. Go back and listen to episode 135 on strategic storytelling. It's going to dive into how to know what stories to share and when. If you want more detail on this, a story that silently sells is way more powerful than you sharing the information of why your work is important. And many, many people make this mistake, trying to justify the importance of their work. Instead, tell a story of transformation, yours or someone that you've worked with. And I can tell you about a client who came to me like all over the place, wasn't sure what to offer, building things that they didn't need to be building in their business because it was way too soon, but they were hiding or trying to prove themselves to be like some, you know, coach who was further along. And when they got focused, they went out and booked four high ticket clients in two weeks, but all they had to do was get focused on what it was they were actually selling. A lot of times we get so muddled up, we get all over the place. It's like, I've asked that question of so many clients, not only the one I'm speaking about, but one who, that was my very first question to her. What are you actually selling? Since then, she's gone to make over $2 million in her business, but it took that first level of clarity. What are you actually selling? And okay, let's make a plan for how you're going to sell it. That made the difference that started her on the path to $2 million. How do you create consistency in your messaging? I'm going to share with you another story. One of my mentors, you've heard me talk about him before, brilliant marketer, Avery Ford, told a story about Mel Robbins in a mastermind I was in. And he said, how many different ways can that woman find to talk about the 5-second rule? And everybody in the room laughed. So we're like, yeah, it's so true. And yet, how big is her business? How big is her business? She, at one point, maybe still, is the most sought after inspirational public speaker, at least in the United States, if not on the planet. She has millions of followers, a big coaching business, successful books, right? At the top of her game. And you know what really took off for her? The 5-second rule. Now, she was talking about that for a long time because I read some of her earlier books that were less polished, and they were an element. That was an element of her signature method, but it didn't get honed and it didn't take off until she really, really started talking about one thing. And that opened up the doors for every other opportunity that she's had, the following books, all of that stuff. And by the way, that was a very, very messy, done is better than perfect thing. If you've heard her talk about recording the audiobook, she recorded it, she uploaded it messy, far from perfect. And it really resonated with people because it came out at just the right time, positioning, knowing the market, all of that stuff for it to go viral and set her up, like I said, for future books, for future success. Another way to say this is to beat your drum, is to bang on that drum, talk about the same thing over and over and over. Don't try to reinvent the wheel because it's more interesting to you. Talk about the same things over and over and over. And when you start to get super, super sick of talking about the same things over and over, that is the time that people start to remember it. So if you are dialed in on your clonable client language, on what resonates with your people, then it's your job to let it become boring because you're talking about it so much. Now, listen, I am a person who loves new, who's always learning, who is creative, who's multi-passionate. This is a challenge for me. This is a challenge for me. And it's something that I'm working on practicing every day to let it be boring, to let you hear me talk about the same things over and over, because there are things, those are the things that are going to make a difference in your business. And so it's a practice and a discipline for me to bang that drum. And I want you to do the same thing. So many of us wake up and we say, what am I processing right now? What did I just learn? And we go and we talk about it on social media without understanding how in the world it fits with our clonable clients' language, with our clonable clients' pains, with our clonable clients' goals. And so if you haven't connected those dots, it just sounds interesting to you, I would challenge you, it's not the time or place to post that. Go back to your clonable clients' information, the notes that you've taken, the coaching calls that you've had, and write a post inspired by those. There are going to be a lot of different angles to cover on the exact same goals, pains, challenges. You will never run out of things to talk about if you use your clients as inspiration, if you use your own journey as inspiration, but you're dialed in on that messaging. Hope that's clear. Now, simplicity. Let's talk about simplicity. I had a really successful program called Six Figure Simplicity. Now, what we're doing inside of the Client Attraction Amplifier is building on what we taught in Six Figure Simplicity to really teach attraction marketing in the simplest way for you. What is simplicity when it relates to messaging? Well, simplicity is actually sexy because simplicity and simple messages are more memorable. It makes you more of the go-to expert, like Mel Robbins' 5-second rule, right? The 5-second rule is what she is most known for. When your message is simple, it makes it so much easier for your audience to connect with you and remember what the heck you're talking about instead of being all over the place. Also, make clear calls to action. Tell people how to engage with you. Tell people how to take the next step. Don't assume. In fact, the reason that we did a depth of research, I'm talking months long, where we went through every client, every clonable client that I've ever worked with in this business, and even back to my marketing agency days. And we looked at how did I help them strategically? What mindset pieces did I help them overcome? What shifts did they make? What actions did they take as a result of our work together that helped them to get clear, helped them to get results? You know why? Because we had so many people coming to us asking, what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? Is it a right fit for me? How can I refer people to you? What the heck are you doing right now? And we realized and took responsibility for, even after 8 years in business at that point, messaging was unclear. It happens. It happens at different times. It is not linear. It is cyclical. And so it's worth doing the work to simplify your messaging and become really, really clear on it. And then again, bang that drum. The last thing I want to tell you is to try this out. We want to know if the right people, the clonable client who comes across your work will immediately say, "Oh my gosh, you're the person for me. You're the person for me." Now, caveat, that doesn't mean they're gonna sign up right away, but maybe they fall in love with your energy and they work on finding a way to work with you, or they become a super fan and they engage with your stuff. Are you becoming immediately memorable to the right people where they say, "Heck yes, I get it. This person is for me. I love their energy. I love the way that they relate. I want to be them when I grow up," right? When I grow up in business. And I think that I can learn from them. I'm going to follow them. Does your content have that quality to it? Is your messaging that clear where people can get a heck yes? Some of them will slide into your DMs. Some of them will connect with you personally. Some of them will just friend request you, right? You don't know, but you're creating super fans and potential clients, future clients, sometimes right there clients if they're at the right spot in their buyer's journey by having your messaging super, super dialed in. Another way that you can test this is, are your clonable clients commenting? Are there clonable client comments? Obviously, I love alliteration. Are there comments on your posts or on your podcast episodes from your clonable clients who are following everything that you do because they're also super fans and saying, "Oh my gosh, you read my mind. Are you speaking to me? How did you know? That's me." Whatever the case is, this is another great way to test if it's resonating with the right people. So, in review, to create the most out of your messaging so that every piece of content you put in the work to create makes the kind of impact that you want it to, honor your authentic energy and create where your best content comes out, not what someone told you you should do. Use clonable client language, use their language as prompts for what you're going to write, use so that you can show the benefit of the benefit. Use stories that silently sell to make your content exponentially more memorable. Storytelling is the oldest way of passing down information. We are literally wired for story. Create consistency in your messaging. Don't just wake up and share whatever's on your mind that day. Go back to your clonable client language. Give yourself permission to talk about it for at least 90 days and let it become boring to you because that's when it starts to resonate. You don't always have to be iterating and creating something new. Talk about the same things for a minimum of 90 days. Get yourself bored of it, and that's when people start to remember it. Simplicity, use simplicity because simplifying things in your business and with your messaging specifically here is sexy. It creates energy, it creates space. And then it creates clarity for the people listening, reading, engaging. And then lastly, here's how you test it. Is it getting a heck yes from your clonable clients and from people who come across you? Are they saying, "You're speaking to me, you're in my head, you get me"? These are the ways that I recommend that you improve the quality of your messaging and the quality of your content so that you're creating stuff that you're proud of and stuff that resonates rather than just creating for the sake of putting up a post or being consistent. Let me know which one resonates with you and get out there and get visible.